It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
You're listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
All right, damn it. We are back, episode 263, and we are back. And it's Fans of Patrol time! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is every damn body. Everybody's in the house. See, they do that stuff to me, y'all. They force me to do a solo show, and I'll be up there in the cold in the winter, and then they come back like, we're back, you know? And I'll be sitting like, you bastards, I know you're here now, both of you. Anyway, so the sensitive one herself, Miss Tifflebot, how are you this week, Tiff?
I'm doing good, how about you?
Oh, shoot, I'm better now that I got a little bit of help from my friends. And Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spelled smooth, not Dwayne.
And you, it's been a while for you, sir.
Yes, it has. I've been in the mirror singing myself.
Well, I hope not. Not when your boy is out here by himself struggling. Anyway, I'm going to keep rubbing that in so y'all can kiss my ass if you don't like it.
All right.
All right. Okay. So this week, man, not much news, but we're going to make it good. We got some full watch. What's his name? The Witcher trailer?
Yeah.
What did we have, like a teaser before or something like that? Before?
Yeah, it wasn't very much stuff.
Okay, so this kind of shows us what this whole thing is about, finally. Mm-hmm. And then we have a trailer for Jedi Fallen Order, staying in the vein of last week's last trailer for Star Wars. I think it's like 54 days until Star Wars comes out now, man.
Damn, that's going to be right around the corner.
Indeed.
That's Christmas Day.
I don't think so. I think it's December 19th. I think it's on my birthday. I said on the show last week, something good come out on December 19th. And I'm dumbass. Anyway, fans is probably like, dumbass, this dude is so dumb, you know? So what are we doing this week, man? So we have that in the news. Mm-hmm. We were going to do what's dope because we didn't know it was all of us, but then we changed the show and stuff, and we're going to do a game because I've been dying to play a game. We're going to try something new called Who Am I? That's like a typical podcast game, but we're going to do it Fans of Patrol style. Right. Anyway, we're going back to Middle West and checking out to see what's happening with Abel. And then we went to the cable boxes and fired up the old HBO to give you Watchmen the series, or Watchmen HBO, or Watchmen television, or it's called the same as the movie, so that kind of sucks. So anyway, man, we checked out the first two episodes. By the time the show comes out, the third one will come out that night, so you can actually get caught up with us on the show. Saying all that, are you groovy kids ready to go?
Sure am.
Yes.
The enthusiasm is just great. Let's go. All right, man. So this is it. This is a Tifflebot week. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Tiff. What you got in your notes here?
Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about is they released a full trailer for The Witcher, which is Netflix's adaptation of the game series, which is based off a book, or a series of books, but the Netflix adaptation is based solely on the games.
Oh, is that right? So there is a difference.
Yep. Cool. Yes. I've never read the books because the guy who writes them as a jerk.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it. What is he?
I did.
What is he? A stone cold racist? Is he a piece of shit? Is he just arrogant? What is he?
Well, he just he had some issues with the way that they were making the games and money and stuff like that. So.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Sounds
just
little
like a money jerk. A money jerk.
Little devious, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, diva. Yeah.
Maybe a straight diva. Oh shoot, that's my mistake. Got a little diva action. This is my property. Right. You're not showing the respect is due.
I wonder how I would be if I wrote a book and then somebody made it into a game or something. I wonder how I would.
I would be sitting on the sidelines counting my cash, not giving a damn. I don't give a damn if they was only using the movie.
Just do what you want. Give me some money.
Well, yeah, at this moment in life, yeah, I would be the same way.
You know, it's only thing you recognize is the title. You'd be sitting there just like 99, 100,000. Do whatever you want to do. Hey, creative person, what about if we put a dress on them? Do what you want to do. You know, I love it.
That's not mine anymore. So I'd be like, go ahead and do it. You gave me some more money. No, that's probably what he's doing. He's like, I don't know. Well, I don't know all the 100% story. I just know that he's not that great.
Oh, well.
Maybe he's the best person ever. Who knows?
And he probably just has a pretty decent concept here, you know.
Sure.
Because, come on, man. With video games and stuff, how deep do you think they actually get into actually bringing a novel to life? You know?
Yeah.
Well, isn't The Witcher like really a serious game? It's like very detailed and like the world's huge and
yeah, it's a big old open world thing.
Like a Baldur's Gate type thing.
Yeah, yeah. I never played it. I just watched a dude play it once and, you know, it was that kind of stuff, you know, just wandering, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them games I kind of like now as an older fella because you don't have to be all intense. You know, you can play the game with the intensity that you want to play it with.
Yeah.
Well, I'm okay. I gotta tell you, I know that you guys like to play a lot of shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah,
I like blowing up. I'm terrible at shooters because I can't do the dual sticks.
Oh, really?
The hand-eye coordination is just not there.
It's just not. My boyfriend is like, the more you play, the better you get at it. But like, I gotta tell you, so we bought Luigi's Mansion.
Oh,
the third one that came out on the Switch on Halloween.
Yes, yes, yes.
And even that has some dual stick because you have to like suck the ghost in and then move the stick and then look around. And I'm fucking terrible at it.
Luigi's running backwards.
It's a game, kids. It's for kids.
The ghost is in front. Luigi's running backwards. Then to the stranger to the side.
Well, it's you suck up money as well.
Mm-hmm, the coins.
And the coins and stuff. And I just sit there and I'm spinning because I can't do...
What I was just saying, going backwards.
Yes, and so Mike's like, "Oh yeah, do your patented spin move." I'm like, "You asshole."
So back to this Witcher stuff, man. You know,
yes.
Smooth. What do you saw this thing?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Big Daddy Henry Cavill is doing his thing.
Yeah, yes.
What are you thinking about this thing?
Good to see Henry Cavill.
Mm-hmm.
Doing getting some work. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with the game too much, but I do know it exists. And I do like kind of the sword play and the demons and, you know, witchcraft and, you know, people wearing costumes and look like they got orgies going on in here. You know what I'm saying?
It is very sexy.
Right, yeah. So, you know.
You imagine them orgies. I ain't seen no damn orgies.
There was one. Montego, there was an orgy happening behind him while they were talking.
Let me rewind
in the beginning.
Thing.
Yeah, very.
Check it out. Keep talking. I'm looking.
In the beginning, yeah. So it has. I think it has something for everyone, even the pervs.
I know they made it their business to just focus on Henry Cavill's ass as he walked away from the screen.
Yes,
I
was like, it's important for us to look at that.
Yeah. But you know, it got the knights and. You know, it has a little bit of diversity, just a touch.
Yeah,
a touch of diversity.
I saw a brother and a sister in it.
Yeah, so
it.
You know,
I was mad because I was like, well, that better not be no token,
right?
Know, but it's a couple.
Well, you know my stance on this.
Yeah, yeah, I love your stance on this. It fills me full of glee when I think about it.
But one thing I do want to. I would.
Did you see them?
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, one thing
I just asked Montego if he saw the naked bodies.
I saw him back there getting it on.
Yeah, there's a lot of women. A lot of women there. I am interested in my man from John Wick, the hotel manager. I see he's in this. So I wonder what his role will be. Is he going to be a good guy, bad guy? What is he going to be? So I kind of like him. So I want to see, you know, what his role is going to be. But it looks, you know, it looks okay.
Tiff, what you thinking about this?
Well, I like science fiction fantasy stuff a lot.
Okay.
So this is kind of in my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Henry Cavill is good looking, so that's kind of nice. He's in the bathtub.
Hey, when they first showed this, he looked kind of stupid, right? With all the little pictures they were showing of him. But now that it's moving, it looks better. But go ahead.
No, I totally agree. I also think that maybe they might have... change the wig, because I think that was a still the first part before they even maybe started filming.
Yes,
because the wig looks different. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're not, because it was much longer than that, and you know now it's like just below the shoulder blades. But when it first started, it looked like it was like halfway down his damn back and stuff. You know, when they were showing those pictures of him in the black and the darkness and stuff, it was like, well, that looks kind of dumb. You know, so I don't know. Continue, Jeff.
So. No, I think it looks pretty good. Like, it looks intense, and there's, like, drama, and it looks like a Netflix original where you have like, all the nasty bits that you want while you're watching a show that, like, the dark, the violence, the whatever, appropriate for the story. You know what I mean? I've always been an advocate for being, like, not over the top, but, like, if it calls for it, it calls for it. Yes, so yes, I think that looks like this.
I agree. My only complaint so far is this actress they got speaking in this over-the-top British accent, you know, kind of talking to him but narrating at the same time. Oh, so-and-so, you are here. And I'm like, oh, God, why are they doing this? But then it just, you know, the lady with the max, I was like, what the hell is this? And then quickly, you know, it changed and they got rid of her and it started showing different stuff. And I was like, okay. After they showed her, I'm like, okay, now this is looking good. You know, he's all gruff. You know, they're trying to stone him and stuff. This stuff looks pretty good. And he's definitely intimidating. He's an intimidating dude, even if he walked in here in a business suit, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm interested in this. I wasn't. I didn't give a damn for the longest. Mm-hmm. My only interest in it was that it was Henry Cavill, and that's only just because he played Superman, you know? But I did like him way back when he played... Zeus's son in that one movie. He was a Titan. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Clash of the Titans Wrath of the Titans?
No. It wasn't Titans. It was a movie like that. I cannot think of the name about it, but it was a pretty good movie. It kind of reminds you of Zack Snyder. It might have been Zack Snyder. Anyway, I'm interested in this thing. It's December 20th. So you can go watch Star Wars and then come back and watch this and, you know, check that out.
Oh, yeah. In the comfort of your own home while it's snowing.
Well, you know, speaking of streaming, Apple service started last night. You guys know that?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. November 1st.
Well, you said it'd be before the show, so yeah, I did.
Yeah. Started. Well, you're supposed to pretend like you don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me retract that. No, I did not know that, Montego. Please tell me more.
No, it's just not a story. I'm just saying I was fooling around with the thing yesterday, and you know, Apple TV, and it was like, hey, press this button for a free trial, and I was like, oh shit, it's on, you know. So it's all coming. Disney is next. That's this month too.
Yep.
So anyway, Tiff, what do we got up next, man?
Okay, so they are announcing a Green Lantern and Strange Adventures TV show for HBO Max.
Yes.
What is HBO Max?
Oh, they get the streaming service too, Tiff.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Even though they have HBO.
They have HBO Go.
Go and Now. But I guess what they're doing now is that, you know, because what they've been doing, I got HBO because I have, like, UVerse TV.
Right.
I shouldn't even be saying their names. They ain't paying a shit. But they give you, I'm not really paying for HBO. When I get AT&T, they just throwing that in there, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've had it for a few years now, and they give you your access to your apps through that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I thought that was their streaming service, whatever, but they're getting into the real deal streaming service bit now where you're going to have to pay money for different content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're coming
That's
out
That's fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, because y'all already have. Well, unless they figure they're losing a lot of money.
It's already a paid extra service.
I mean, they got like 8 channels as it is.
Yeah, well,
put it on one of those.
And I don't think you're going to be able to get that content on. I don't know. Shit, I'm making stuff up. You know, I don't know if you're going to be able to get that content on the main HBO. I know it's a streaming service, and they're coming with it. They're changing the name. And, you know, they're going to have original content. And so this is supposed to come on that.
Oh.
Tifflebot, your thoughts?
Well, now that I know that, I don't think there's going to be an audience for it. Because you're already paying extra for... I know that I say this all the time with streaming services, but I didn't disagree with, like, Disney Plus. Disney Plus is a lot of content. Disney owns a lot of things. They have more of a stake in having a streaming service. But HBO, while they already have a streaming service, like, they already have something that it's a pay extra service anyway. That's what I don't get. It's like,
yes.
So why are you doing this? I mean, I know why you're doing this.
Yes.
But I just don't think that you're going to get the audience that you want, so that your shows that you're creating are going to flounder.
I agree. Smooth Daddy.
Yeah, same thing. And you have pointed out earlier that the director or the guy that's doing this is the CW dude, right?
Greg Berlanti, and we love turning superheroes into what do you call that? Soap operas.
Yeah. So, and then also they said they're not going to really focus on the Lantern Corps.
No.
Or they are going to focus on the Lantern Corps.
They're supposed to still be doing the Green Lantern Corps. So this is supposed to be. I don't know if this is Green Lantern. I don't know if this is probably what was the Ion. You remember Ion? I don't know which Green Lantern it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be that jerk Green Lantern or who knows?
Right.
Who knows? And then they're going to do Strange Stories, the little one-shot anthologies with, you know, Strange.
Yeah. Adam Strange.
Yeah.
I was looking him up and I was looking him up in my son's DC encyclopedia and I didn't see anything about him.
Oh, it's plenty about him.
I believe it. No, I'm just saying. I was, yeah.
He's the guy that was on Krypton.
Okay.
He was the guy that had the Superman cape. He was supposed to be Adam Strange as a young man. Adam Strange with these Zeta beams. Zeta beamed himself to a whole different universe. Well, not a new universe, but across the galaxy. And he's like liaisons and he lives in this other place. And they have like jetpacks like tennis shoes.
Okay.
You know, and ray guns and stuff. And
he's
really smart. So you've seen him with that flying around with that red and white outfit.
Yeah. Before. Okay, that's him. Yes. All right. So, man.
Yeah, I have no idea who the fuck that is. I've never heard of that person.
Okay, my thoughts on this thing. I'm sick of Greg Berlanti. I really like the fact that Greg Berlanti has like helped bring our superheroes onto television. DC, you crazy kids. You know, you wanted to dominate the movies, but you have completely dominated superhero TV in a good way. And so people, we always talk about DC like they're just total failures and don't have their shit together. We have enjoyed over 10 years, 20 years of beautiful superhero TV shows. He wasn't involved in Smallville, but everything from Arrow, Flash, all that stuff has been his, right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate the young man for that. I'm tired of the young man because all his shows have that CW feel, you know.
Shine.
Yeah, it all turns into a soap opera.
Yeah, I love you, but I don't love you.
Yeah.
I can't be with you.
And I'm tired of that shit, you know. I mean, I think he completely ruined Legends of Tomorrow because it was just a goofball fest, you know. And it was just like, why would you do this? How come they couldn't stay hardcore?
Yeah, just punch people in the face and shit.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
So let me finish complaining.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I love Green Lantern. I would love to see it. I think that's a pretty slick move. But you just got to take the Greg Berlanti out of it. Now, I'm going to say something else. I'm about to solve DC's problems here.
Oh, wow.
Titans is the shit, y'all. I'm telling y'all, the show is so, so good. And I'm not saying it's a Montego good where I'm giving it all kind of, you know, attaboys and, you know, I'm letting shit slide. Because I admit I do some of that sometimes, you know. To enjoy something, I let a lot of shit slide.
Right, right.
Man, it's good. It's very, very good. Get into it. Watch it. It's on another level, especially this season. I've been watching Doom Patrol. I like that.
Okay.
And so the shows are mature. They really mature. They cuss a lot. Everything is, fuck you. You're like, whoa.
Right.
Wow, man. I don't remember the Boy Wonder talking like that. But, you know, it's good. Now, I'm going to solve more problems here. WB has been talking about coming out with a streaming service, and they've been talking about shutting down the DC app and combining it with this Warner Brothers app. Mm-hmm. Best move you can possibly make, because people forget that you have all the DC heroes. Well, you could actually take all that stuff off TV and put it on that app, and people would pay. You can take all the Harry Potter stuff and do some live action Harry Potter shows if you wanted to. You could totally change that, because that universe is wide open. KJ, is her name KJ Rowling's? Is JK?
JK Rowling.
She's still involved in this stuff. They're talking about making another movie. You can put all the Harry Potter movies on there. You can have some Harry Potter TV shows. It don't have to be Harry Potter. It can be whatever. You know what I'm saying? Anything involved in that universe. And it's a lot in the Warner Brothers wheelhouse. So, but you just gotta capitalize on the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that's what they should do. But I don't know, man. Greg Berlanti, you gotta change up your formula, man. It's all kind of on my nerves, man. You know, goodness gracious.
Well, don't you think that he would be able to do that if he was given a platform that wasn't restrictive like the CW?
Well, I think he has his hand in a lot of the stuff on the CW app, and it's better. It's a lot better, you know. So maybe. Timberbot, what do we have next?
All right. So this next thing I put in here is a trailer for Jedi Fallen Order.
Uh-huh. Man.
Which is a game.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
And I've never played a Star Wars game.
What? There's so many different type of Star Wars games. Yes.
I'm a Battlefront.
Battlefront is cool. Yeah. Battlefront is cool, but Battlefront get on my nerves. I'm sorry, Dwayne, because don't have a chance with that game. Your dude comes out, he gets murdered. Your dude goes maybe 5 feet than he went the last time, and he gets murdered. Next time, he goes out another 10 feet, and he gets murdered. You know, and it's just like, there's no chance for you in that game. You know, it just, like, it's like bugs just killing each other, you know. But back in the day, they had the single player, like, Jedi games, like they had, you know, I forgot the one, Shadows of the Empire. They've had some story games that's really, 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 really been cool. But what's the one they had not too long ago with the extreme Jedi powers, where the guy was almost like a wizard and stuff like that, you know?
I know,
they use that actor for the template.
Yeah,
but those were cool. Short. Dude, you can knock those off in a couple hours on the afternoon, and you just felt so cheated afterwards.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
You're like, man, $60 damn.
Right.
And I'm done. You know, you would find yourself playing some of these games slow, mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be over. So I'm hoping, and this game looks just like one of those games, man. I'm like, I'm hoping this game is like worth your money.
Well, I was looking at the demo trailer, the 26-minute trailer they have for it. And I seen that you can get into an AT-AT. That was cool.
A minute, man. 26 minutes. What are you talking about?
It was on YouTube. I mean, you can, you know, after you watch the video.
Oh, they had gameplay.
Yeah, they had the gameplay, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I was watching the gameplay.
It's probably the E3 gameplay. I watched the gameplay at E3 too, and it was kind of cool, but it was, dare I say, it's kind of seemed like the same thing over and over.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
However,
I thought I heard you say that.
But they show Forrest Whitaker in this as the young.
Yes.
Yeah, they show
Saul Guerrero.
Yeah, So yeah, it has some perks for me.
Don't kill the dream.
Yes. And he did sound like Forrest Whitaker. Only thing is, the lady they had in here, you know what I'm saying, the African American lady they had in here, she looked like Don Knotts. I did not like how they made her look.
She did look like Don Knotts.
Yeah, you know what I mean? For real. Mr. Furley.
Save the world! Save the dream! Oh, shit, he was such a shitty character in that movie. Save the dream! What was he saying when he walked out? Lies! Deception! Like, what's happening? What's wrong with this?
Well, that's because he had advanced asthma.
High caliber actor, acting all crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why he sounded like that.
Well, it's like everybody wants to be in a Star Wars movie now, and I feel like anymore... if you want to have like a part, you can be like, oh, hey, I want to be in this movie, and then put you in there as like not necessarily Forrest Whitaker, but like as a stormtrooper, or like, you know what I mean? Like, it's really weird that this cultural phenomenon is such a thing that you can say that.
Ain't that something? Like, you had
Woody
Harrelson.
Well, you had the royalty. You had Prince Harry and his brother William as stormtroopers in the last movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You had Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper.
He didn't even know it though. You know what I mean?
It's cool.
Yeah, which is cool. Yeah,
it was kind of cool.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson. He was
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about in Solo?
Solo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 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 I'm like Sam Jackson. Man, I'd be a stormtrooper. So, I don't know about this game. Oh, I just have to wait because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You just have to wait because you just games, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it looks pretty because of the job of the trailer. And this happens a lot with games. I feel like you see a trailer and you think, man, that looks really, really good. And I can't wait to play that. Because like, even me, I've never played a Star Wars game. And I will say that this description of this Star Wars game is very confusing to me because I don't understand some of the backstory. But it looks really good. It, you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, that looks great.
Well, I know that this game is like right after. Well, it's not. It's after Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, he got
it. But it's before Star Wars.
Right.
I think it's like a few years after Revenge of the Sith. And so everything is changed and different. But it's that sweet spot time of the universe where you can do anything you want to do and get away with it. And it kind of has the New Hope Star Wars feel to it, because they have like regular looking stormtroopers and stuff, and there's a Darth Vader running around the universe, but you don't have to, but it don't have that prequel garbage to it, making it feel all, what do you call it, you know, sterile and too clean and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a little, like you said, it got this, this is the beginning of the Rebels.
And I think everything that Disney makes now is canon, no matter what it is. So, you know, you never know if you'll see these characters in a movie or anything like that.
Right.
Anyway, man, let's move on, man. Where are we at? Smooth Daddy.
Yes, sir.
Social media.
It's social media time.
Social media, I got you. For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. That's our email, directly via social media or Twitter, Facebook, and we on the gram. And if you want to reach us at Fans on Patrol, that's Fans on Patrol. I said that already. But here we go. And if you want to listen to us, which you're doing right now, we are on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And please, please give us a rating, you know what I mean, or a review. And that will help us, you know, help you find us a little easier. And we will pretty much say what, you know, what you said on the air and give you a shout out.
Indeed. So, man, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to be right back. What's the name of that thing? Who Am I? We got to figure out something better than that. I don't like that name, y'all. Who Am I?
Who Am I?
I don't like that. That's like a podcast one-on-one game.
We'll figure it out.
We got to figure out something better than that. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to a brand new episode of Facts on Patrol Identity. So I found a better name than that stupid ass name we've been saying the whole show. So we're playing Identity, man. So this is very simple, man. It's multiple choice, dude. Multiple choice, or you can answer straight out, because that's how Facts on Patrol works, right? So I'm going to just speak a movie and what someone does, some clues to who this actor or character is in this movie. All you have to do is name it. Okay? Pretty simple, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, for people who know things, yeah.
Okay, Tiffelbot, you're number one. Thank you for volunteering.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Which actor plays the main role, male hero role, in the action movie Minority Report of 2002. Easy peasy.
Tom Cruise.
Yes, see? Okay. Tom Cruise is not that hard. See? Let's start lightly. Smooth. Mm-hmm. Which actor plays the main male hero role of this action movie, 1994's Street Fighter? Would you like to answer straight out or multiple choice? Tiffelbot has 2 points.
Oh, you talking about,
I know what it is.
Talking about Bison? Who plays Bison? Or, oh no, you're talking about, that's, what you call it, the Karate Man, if he kicking people in the balls all the time.
Look how he just got to talk his way through all this shit.
Van Damme.
Thinking.
Van Damme, right? What was his first name?
Yeah, so it's 2-2. Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Tiffelbot.
Yeah.
Which actor plays the main male hero in the action movie Machete?
Oh my god, what was that guy's name?
Would you
I
like
can
to
see his face.
Answer straight out, or do you need multiple choice?
Well, give me multiple choice, because I can think of it, but I can't think of it right off the top of my head.
Is it Chuck Norris? Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Is it Tom Berenger? Is it Danny Trejo?
Danny Trejo!
There you go. You got it, but you got 1 point.
Yeah, that's fine.
Machete. Smooth.
Yeah.
Might be trouble for you.
Uh-oh.
Which actor plays the main hero role of 2011's Cowboys and Aliens. Would you like to answer straight out, or do you want multiple choice?
Man, that movie was horrible. I'm gonna.
Oh, I think I know that.
Harrison Ford? Was that Harrison Ford? Did he play in that? I think he did play. I'm gonna go with Harrison.
No,
Ford.
I want to steal. I want to steal.
You may steal, Tiffelbot.
What? So I got Daniel it wrong.
Craig. It's Daniel Craig.
It's Daniel Craig.
Oh, shit. Ah, she got 4 points.
What was he in? Wasn't Harrison Ford in some bullshit like that?
He was the bad guy.
Ah, oh, damn. Oh, yeah.
Main hero role.
Yeah.
So let's she has 5 points.
Stupid shit.
She's, I think that's her first deal.
So what is it? What's score?
She has 5. You have 2.
Yes, I'm keeping
score, 5 and 2.
Because she got it, the first one straight out. Right. She got
me too.
Multiple choice on the next one.
So I only had one. I only
and
had
then
one.
She just got a steal. She got 2 points.
So I had. I thought I had 2 questions. I have 2 questions.
You got.
I have 3 questions, right?
You got 2 points.
You only have 2 questions so far.
Oh, okay.
And you lost one of them.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just had to clarify that.
Tiffle,
you're being a real Montego right now.
He was a real Montego the last show we played.
Well, I couldn't help myself there.
Okay, so Tifflebot, which actor plays the main male hero role of the action movie from 2006's Deja Vu? Would you like to answer?
Holy shit, I've never heard this. Go ahead and
multiple choice.
Give me a multiple choice. Yeah,
Sylvester Stallone, Denzel Washington, Russell Crowe or Keanu Reeves?
I'm going to say Denzel Washington.
And you guessed correctly. That's 1 point. She has 6.
I was going to say, it kind of sounded familiar to me once you said it.
It's a pretty decent movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it's just, I don't think it made that much. It had Val Kilmer in it. It had the fine, what's her name?
From Love and Basketball,
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wait. Fat Val Kilmer or regular Val Kilmer?
Getting fat Val Kilmer. Yeah, he wasn't terrible.
Oh, good for him.
He was getting fat. Smooth.
Yep.
In 1997, who played the main male actor role in The Devil's Advocate? Would you like to answer straight out, or do you need that multiple choice?
Nah, man, I know who that was.
Who was that?
That was Keanu.
You are correct, sir. So
nice.
That's answering straight out. That's 2 points.
So I got 4.
Yes, indeed.
4 to what? 7?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not catching up.
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
No, yep. She answered one of them regular, so it's 2, 4, 7.
Yeah, you got 7.
Yep.
Don't cheat yourself, Tiff.
She isn't.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Tifflebot, in 1995, there was a main actor in the movie Braveheart who was male. Who would that be?
Yes.
He just gave her the freaking ass.
That's an easy question.
I think
Mel Gibson.
It's true.
But you said male though. You know what I'm saying? As far as male.
You said male though. He's been saying male the whole time.
You didn't mean mayonnaise.
Shirkaroni. Smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
In the 2005 movie Lord of War, who played the main male actor?
Lord of War.
Multiple choice or answer
straight
out?
I know who that is. That's the prostitute of Hollywood himself. The Ghost Rider. I want to get. What is this?
So you're talking his way to the question.
Right.
You got this.
I know. Golly, why is it, can't I get his name, man?
You're running out of time, brother.
Give me the multiple choice, man. Give me the multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Yeah, man.
Russell Crowe?
No.
Bruce Willis?
No.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. I couldn't think of it, man.
I saw his ass stalling to him. He was
not a fan.
Yeah. That's how I was with the other thing. I could not remember his name.
Okay. In 1993, the movie The Fugitive came out. Who was the main male, Tifflebot? The Fugitive. Straight out or multiple choice?
I need multiple choice because I've never seen this movie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I've seen this.
Mel Gibson. Harrison Ford. Denzel Washington.
Harrison Ford.
You are correct. I would have got that with my eyes closed. Goodness gracious.
Well, I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
Seen it.
Smooth.
What?
2003.
Okay.
Master and Commander.
Oh,
The Far Side of the World.
I'm going to say Russell Crowe.
Come on.
Oh, check you out.
Russell Crowe. That movie was boring to me, though.
That movie sucked.
That movie was boring as Oh, goodness. Like watching paint dry.
And at the end of the quiz, Tiff Obot wins.
Yes.
Yay. Tiff Obot.
As is our tradition, I would like to share my points with Smooth.
All right.
So that we are winners.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead and take that mercy hump, Smooth.
Thank you. I will. I sure will.
You know what I'm saying? Mercy hump, mercy hump, mercy hump.
I appreciate that. And whatever you say, Montego, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Right. We're both winners.
We're winners today, Montego, and you can't take that away from us.
So I thought that game was going to suck cheeks, but it ended up being pretty good. So yeah, I like identity. Pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool. So we're going to take another break and we're going to come back because it's comic time, man. We didn't do a comic last week. I didn't do a comic last week. So there we go. So we'll be right back. All right, man. Middle West, number 12, with Scotty Young, Jorge Corona, and Jean Francisco Belu. Tiffelbot, this is your book. Take it away.
Yeah. Okay. So in this book, we see that the Fox is looking to find...
Abel and Bobby.
Jeb.
Jeb.
And Maggie.
And Magdalena. Maggie. Because Abel and Bobby have been kidnapped by a forced labor camp. So they know about it. He recruits them to go and look for them. And then we cut over to Bobby and Abel. And we finally figure out what that pink stuff is. It's ethyl.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a power, which we kind of figured it was a power source because it was on the back of stuff as powering houses and stuff. But it looks like it's extremely volatile.
Yeah.
So like if you pick it, it can really hurt you. And so they need these kids to do it for them. And then we see a kid try to escape and he gets fucked up.
Yeah, he did. Big time.
That's probably like their first extreme violence that we've seen. Like we haven't really seen a close up of like aftermath of anything. Like we do see a lot of violence, but it's more like that tornado violence.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy comes out and he says, hey, basically this is going to happen to you if you do this and I need you to work in the fields. So then we see Abel's dad and he's looking for Abel and people are like, I haven't seen him. And he's like, I'm looking for him. And I know you've seen him. And then he freaks out and turns into his tornado self and basically ruins the town. And that's where it ends.
But screws the town to oblivion. Just
It's like we don't even get to see it happen this time because it's just a given now that he is the destroyer of things.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how this guy even survives because he just leaves an obvious trail of just dead bodies behind him when he freaks out. I mean, how many towns did he have on this planet that he can just keep destroying? You know, it's just kind of funny. Anyway, so
well. This book is really good. It's consistently good. It's been good. I would say this is probably the most filler book we've ever had.
Yes, I would agree. Not much.
It's very setting up. Yeah.
Well, I like the part with the kids.
I would say that Abel and Bobby, their story has always been the best part of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so you always kind of want to focus on them. But it's setting us up for the next part of the adventure, which is obviously everyone coming together and getting them. But I will say that I wouldn't start here if you were planning on picking up.
Oh, hell no. This is Lost Zone right here if you started.
Man, I love this because of the imagery of the whole thing. I like the beauty of the art.
Oh, I don't have nothing wrong with this book. But she is
As far as,
just not much going on.
Right.
You couldn't pick up from here.
Yeah.
But not too much. The story didn't move that far, other than them showing, you know, where these two people were gonna be at, and you know what's going on, how much real danger they're involved in at this point. So, you know, whatever. I still dig this book. I still recommend it. What about you, Smooth?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, this is a great book. I love the kid scene. It reminds me of camp.
I like how the bully is like Abel's boy now.
Oh, with the black eye? Yeah.
With his big black eye.
Yeah.
He got his ass smashed. He taught him a lesson. Oh, shoot. So we're going to take our final break. That's going to do it. Go check this series out. It's kicking the cheeks. And final break. We're going to be right back. All right, man. We've been off mic. I feel like we cheating y'all because we've been clowning and we've been talking about doing a Patreon. And our Patreon is gonna be like, I think we got an idea. We're gonna call it Fans of Patrol, the real. You know, and it's just gonna be our the crazy shit we do.
Yeah, because I just cussed you out, Montego.
Off
you know?
Mic. No, I'm just kidding. It's just stuff that y'all would love, and we like the show would be like 9 hours long if we put all that stuff in there. So, coming soon to Patreon, we got to, man. It's be so easy, you know. Shoot, yeah. Oh boy, you guys will probably love it anyway, man. So we come to our main topic, man, and I'm pretty cool with this main topic because you know, we've been waiting on this. For us, it's highly anticipated. We were interested because we didn't know we were getting with this thing. They did a good job with the trailers to let you know that you would have some capes, but you didn't know what this was about. Mm-hmm. So what do we have here? So we have two TV shows, 2-hour shows, action, drama, mystery. The Watchmen, starring Regina Fine Ass King. I had to throw in Fine Ass.
Yeah.
Tim Blake Nelson, Yaba Abdul Martin. He played a black, not Black Panther,
Black Manta.
Black Manta and Aquaman. We just kept talking. He's supposed to be starred in The Matrix. I don't really care for this guy. Andrew Howard is in this. Hey, Don Dammit Johnson is in this damn thing and doing a pretty damn good job, man.
Sonny Crockett
himself. Tom Millison, Sarah Vickers.
Jeremy Irons.
Hey, Louis Gossett Jr.
So is.
And Jeremy Dammit Irons. Alfred himself is in this thing.
Yes.
So a lot of other people in here. So let's get into it, man. Before we hit it hard, we got two episodes of The Watchmen. Let's hit one of our sections here.
One word.
Tifflebot, what you got for your one word?
Okay, this is in no way indicative of the way I feel about the show entirely. Okay. My one word is confusing.
Oh, really? Okay, all right.
Yeah, it was just confusing.
Okay, all right. Smooth!
I'm going to say educational.
Educational? Is this public access TV?
No, that's a really good word.
Thank you, Tiff.
Y'all can both kiss my ass. No, the two, you I, and
I
you.
Agree, like, I learned a lot while watching the show. I was like, I didn't realize that stuff happened. Isn't that fucking stupid?
Happened.
Yeah, the Tulsa. Black.
Yeah, I didn't know that happened.
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, shit. We got a lot to talk about. Yeah. Okay, my word is nice. I'm enjoying this shit.
Okay.
Nice. Yes. Very surprising, though, too, the direction this thing has gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have to assume some things.
Okay.
Oh, let's hit them spoilers because we are about to spoil the hell out of this. If you didn't see it, you can listen to us and catch up real quick. If you did, I'm urging you to go see this, though. So, yeah. So this is obviously after the end of Watchmen, the movie.
Yes.
The population was decimated, and Rorschach was supposed to, he sent his stuff to the newspaper. They were supposed to never talk about heroes and all that shit again, right?
Right.
Dr. Manhattan's on Mars.
Yes.
Just doing stuff.
Yeah, he's bored.
And obviously the newspaper got the Watchmen stuff because it seems like the whole society is built around the old heroes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
Very good.
You know, so that's where I'm at when this thing starts. And it's in modern times. There's modern cars, modern technology.
Right.
The old Watchmen was always in the 80s.
Yes.
Because Reagan was the president. Well, not Reagan was the president. What was his name?
Right.
Nixon for like 5 terms or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. Now yes. It's Robert Redford, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
So this thing starts off, man. And it didn't waste any time, right?
No, it didn't.
What do we got going on first, Tiff?
So I think we start with the Tulsa Massacre, right?
Yes.
Now Tiff made a observation. I mean, she said something. I was wondering this move. I said, I wonder how many people think this is made up. You know, this event.
Right. Yeah, I didn't.
This is a dark time in American history that people don't ever want to talk about, and it's actually it's pretty much a shame, and it's still a lot of it is left up to a mystery. Back in the day, at this time, early 1900s. Black people actually found them a place to go. That there was still a white population, but there were many black people who had their own businesses.
Yep.
and they were making a lot of money.
Yep.
And they were buying goods and articles between each other and goods and articles with white Americans. And something happened. It's always a mystery as far as what happened, but it, in the history that I remember, somebody got blamed for something, a crime.
Oh, a kid went to use the bathroom at a hotel or whatever.
Yes. And
he was able to, he had permission. He got on the elevator with a young white, young white girl.
She screamed.
She screamed. He got out of the elevator.
Nothing was wrong with her.
Right. Nothing was wrong with her. She even said, she didn't even press charges. But
he was tracked down.
Yeah.
He was drug out into the street.
Right.
He was murdered.
Right.
And this started it all.
Yep.
People started shooting black folks left and right.
Yeah.
And the black folks in the town, they barricaded themselves in the town. They survived for like a few days, but they were just murdering black folks forever for like, what was it, 3 days or something like that? Till they were basically almost all gone.
Right.
And then they had parties around the corpses and dancing around the corpses.
Yeah.
And almost a whole population of black people, like thousands of people, like murdered and stuff, just gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they show this plight of this family. The father's a soldier. Mom, they were in a movie theater playing, you know, the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And dad comes in and all hell is breaking loose. And they, like, mom knows what's happening. And so they smuggle the kid out of town, but the parents don't make it, long story short.
Right.
And this is a cute little boy, dude. The kid
He's
was so,
so cute.
Cute.
He's
so cute.
So
cute.
So sad.
I was like, he is so cute. Look at him. And when he finds the baby, you know, I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. And so, you know, he finds the baby and they walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're in modern times. What's happening now, Smooth?
We get introduced to the police force. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's a traffic stop happening.
Right.
And very uncomfortable, you know. And I was so interested when he had to ask permission to have the gun unlocked.
Right. That was very interesting, right?
You know,
there.
But the whole time during this traffic stop, I'm looking at the cop like a piece of shit. I'm like,
yeah.
Leave people alone. Leave people alone.
Right, yeah.
You know, because he wasn't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's arguing with Panda.
Yeah.
He gets the gun out and he gets murdered. And you're like, wow, this guy throw this lettuce at him. And it's like, what the hell is going on with this thing?
Yes.
So, you know, flash forward to our hero. And I'm so proud of Regina King. I mean, I was just can't believe that this is what this is about.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, she's doing the cookie thing, about to traumatize the kids.
Right, yeah.
She gets the call and she's off, man. And when I looked at her at first, I was like, how could she? But damn, when she put that outfit on, she looks so
that
smooth.
That outfit is so cool.
Super.
She looks so cool.
I like the Monte Carlo, too.
Man, well, you know, the whole setup,
is there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, this thing happened, right? This cop was murdered. So they're on, you know, firing all cylinders.
Well, is he dead or is he?
And cops wear masks.
He's in the hospital.
He's in ICU. Yeah, he's in critical, put it that way.
Right. And she explains when she was making the cookies that cops got to wear masks now because they found out where she was. So,
right.
You know, anyway.
Yeah.
Wow, man. And it's kind of creepy with those little yellow watchman masks going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Holding it over their face. And everybody but the chief, Don Johnson.
Right.
And I ain't seen this dude look this good and act this well in years. Now, my mama was a Nash Bridges fan. She watched the show for years and years and years. So I don't know how we did on Nash Bridges, but I really liked him in this, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they had this speech. The world is crazy. So the cops are not like watchmen, but nobody has powers, right?
Right, right.
Right.
Except for Dr. Manhattan, who they keep showing on TV doing his thing.
Right.
So he's still around. But I think he's just watching Earth to make sure that they don't turn back into what it used to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, you know he's coming back eventually. He's going to come back.
It gets me when she goes out, nab that dude, and she got him in a trunk.
Right.
You know, and then that really weird sequence happens with Mr. Shiny or what's his name, Mr. Glass?
Looking Glass.
Looking Glass.
Yeah, what are you guys thinking about this stuff, man?
He's the interrogator, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm liking this whole thing. I'm liking the whole setup as far as, like you said, the cops have to wear masks because they'll get identified and they'll get killed.
Yeah.
You know, people come after them.
Yeah, yeah. And so what about you, Tiff?
I like it, but the reason I say it's confusing is because there's just so much happening, and it's all so quick in succession. They don't explain anything really. It just happens really quickly, and just like, and you get used to it. Like the second episode, I feel like you really have like hit the pace and you know what's happening, so it's less confusing. But during this time, I'm like, it's a little confusing. Interesting.
Only thing that confused me was when she went to school, the little kid was sitting there, yeah, and then he beat the kid's ass because he was like, "Nah, you're talking about black people," you know. And
yeah, because he said they're what do you call them? Not reparations, but he called him something else,
something like that.
Yeah.
But so this kid is obviously white, but could be half black because you know when with the mix happens, it comes out all kind of ways.
Right.
And then we go home and we see the
other white little girl.
Well, we see the black husband.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, how the hell do they? What the hell is going on here?
They're both dark complexion.
And yeah, I'm like, what's happening? But they explain it in the second show.
Yeah.
But I was really like, that confused me. I was right, like, what the hell?
I just thought they adopted.
This many damn kids?
Yeah, I kind of figured they adopted.
I just figured they adopted.
I was like, well, who gonna adopt three little kids that young all at once? You know. Anyway, especially a cop. How'd you have time enough to do
that? Right. Yeah.
So the husband knows that she's a cop. Nobody else's knows, you know. I think
They don't. You're not supposed to tell people that you're a cop.
Right. It's like against the rules and stuff.
Right.
Right.
So we find out that she has a relationship with her boss, but we don't know what that relationship really is. They're closer than. Oh, we'd find out in the second show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because but at first, like, they're close, and it's not like she's a fuck up and he excuses her. You know, she's good at what he can count on her.
Right.
And so that's what I think it is at first, that she's just so damn good that she just gets a free ticket. Because she was good.
Yeah.
And they were all taking her lead. She's a detective. You know, you got the little, I like the guy in the red.
The red, yeah.
Eating the donut.
With the mask on. You know what I'm saying? And so it's kind of funny because you see these cats take off their masks sometimes around each other.
Yes.
But then sometimes they don't. So do they all know who each other is, or do they not? You know,
I believe they do.
I don't know if Looking Glass, because Looking Glass one took his mask off in front of the chief, and then he even wore it when he was eating later by himself.
Only up to so far,
right?
Yeah.
Now he did take it off when he was in the car with her. He took, you know,
he did pull it up.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he put it where.
I thought only the bottom part of his face though.
You might be right, but I believe. So. Yeah.
I think
so. Yeah, you're right.
So it's this. It's some terrorists around, and they all look like Warshak.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're...
The 47th Cavalry.
They're just, like, racist.
Yeah, white supremacists.
Right.
Right. They don't like...
It's like the new version of the Klan.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and they have... Which is messed up that they got the Warshak mask.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
That was my boy in the first...
I know, that's why I was so confused, because I was like, do we find out that, like, something happened, or is, like... Because I like Warshak, and I'm wondering if, like...
I think they branded him as like an anarchist or something in the first movie.
Sure.
You know, after, you know, I think they was like, you know, he was against the peace, you know. Yeah. So, you know, they really let you get a chance to know these people. I liked it when they had a dinner party and the chief was over smoking and snorting Kang and shit like that.
Yep.
Kind of unnecessary, especially considering what happened. Mm. So I'm pissed, man, when we find that the chief is strung up. You know, and then we got Louis Gossett Jr. just wheeling around and stuff, you know, indicating a past. I'm thinking she's the baby, but I was like, she'd be too old to be the baby, you know.
Right.
She's my age.
That's what I thought. Right. I was like, oh, one of them is the little kid, and one's the baby, but you're right, he's too old.
She finds out later that that's her granddad.
Yeah, that's her grandfather. Yeah.
So I said, okay, because he's old enough to be my granddaddy, but you know, and so. That whole thing with the chief being struck. And so I'm pissed when the chief was hanging, because I'm like, damn, now he's off the show.
Now.
Yes.
Was he the owl?
No, they just had the owl. None of these people were there.
They just had his ship, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, okay. And so, and it might even be a recreation of the ship, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, he gets hung, but then I think we still got hope. Because they immediately started doing flashbacks with him in it to make sense of what's happening, catching you guys up on the confusion that you have.
Right.
And so I said, I hope he's in a lot of flashbacks, because I'm really enjoying him.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, man, I ain't seen Don Johnson look this good and got this much of a good role, and he's not a butthole. You know, he might turn out to be a butthole, because, you know, she puts on a Looking Glass.
Yeah, she finds out.
Goes to the funeral. Does she find out?
Well, it was in his closet. He had a hood in the closet.
But she was like, we're talking about when she put on those glasses and she act like she passed out. Right. She went into the house and she was having the wife didn't seem to be mourning at all. It seemed like she's having a party to me.
Right. Well, I mean, you know what? I think it's like this is bound to happen. The line of work you're in, you know.
Here's a couple things though.
Yes.
He takes off down the road, right? He has cops galore on duty.
Yeah. Why didn't he bring them with him?
Why didn't he have a detail?
And also, like, when he gets out and he sees that, like, he's run over a strip, why doesn't he automatically get back in the car?
Dude, this is a trap. What are you looking around for? I think it has to do something with something to come. Maybe he got some dirty dealings. So she finds the Klan outfit, the old school Klan outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But like she said, it's kind
of... It's kind of set up. Yeah, it's too easy to find. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought... So he should ask the guy, like, did you put that there?
Which one did she ask?
She asked the old guy.
Yeah, Lou Gossett.
Oh,
her grandfather.
Because he's like, yeah, I did it.
Right. She's like, you can't do shit. You're in a wheelchair.
And so, she's confused, and she got problem with the kids because the boy beat up somebody and stuff like that. So her husband is terrified because they do that flashback when she was assaulted.
House. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that was that scene there, boy. Goodness gracious.
Now, the one kid has powers, though, because he was floating. He was building the house.
I think that was technology.
Oh, I thought that was technology, too.
Really? Okay. That's
part of the confusion that I have. Like, some of the stuff is just like, oh, is this whatever, or is this something I'm supposed to understand?
I thought that was just technology.
Really?
I do, too. I agree.
Because it was all metal.
Right. Okay.
They also go, like, flashbacks. There's, like, this show that they watch, it's about the Watchmen. So like they have kind of flashbacks to the Watchmen a little bit.
Well, they had that one flashback where the one Watchman that we never knew, that had the rope around his neck and it looked like the Peaky Blinders coming there trying to rob the store and he beats the shit out of him, Jack. Goodness gracious, they caught an ass whooping. I mean, it was rough.
I didn't know, it did look a little bit less... It looked okay. So I have a question about that scene.
Yes.
So it looked a little bit more cheesy than the rest of the show, and I mean that in the way that like the rest of the show does have some violence that like looks very serious, and this one did look serious. But I wondered if they did a little bit of like made it look a little cheesy because it's supposed to be a television show that everyone's watching.
I think so. Yeah, They dumbed it down. Yeah.
I mean, because it was slow motion, like kicks and hits and stuff too.
Right.
So, man, they got brutalized in that thing, though. And that was on TV. They was all waiting to watch it, too.
Yeah, even, like, the bad guys. Even, like, the War Shark guys were, like, wanting to watch it.
They let the little kid watch it. I'm like, this kid has already got anger issues. What's his name? Topher?
Topher, yes.
So we find out that those was her dead partner's kids. He didn't make it. And then we find out why her and the chief is so close, because they're not supposed to show each other's face, I guess, at that time. And they told each other their name and stuff like that, and they seem to become family at that point.
Right.
I think the wife got something to do with this stuff, though. I just think so.
I agree. I think that she might be a bad person.
I think so, too. She just wasn't sad, dude. Yeah, yeah. She was having a pate. They just happened to have
and
it
on
black.
And she was excited about the senator. She was like, this is the senator.
Yes. Yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, detective, I'm so glad to meet you. I'm like, he see her face too, so one thing we all know, we can't trust politics or politicians and stuff like that. You know, one person knows a secret, everybody knows a secret. Tell one person, don't tell nobody, they're gonna tell at least one person, you know what I'm saying? So that whole thing just was a trip. So what's the last scenes that we end up with this thing that's smooth?
The last scenes is, I thought that was the last scene. Well, no. The last scenes is, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Dr. Manhattan replay.
Okay, right.
What's that? The guy's making the play and he comes out with his blue ding dong.
Oh, that is right. They did the play. You are absolutely right. Yep.
I like it when Don Johnson was singing Oklahoma, though. For
some reason. I did too. I thought he had a really good singing voice, actually. And I love Oklahoma, the play. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of the musical. I was kind of excited to see it.
What was that? Who was that? He just killed the dude and he just burnt him up in the play.
They must be clones or like robots.
We didn't talk about Jeremy Irons at all.
Yeah, he reenacted the whole
he's this whole thing happening on the side. It's like a side story.
Right. Yeah, I think it's I think he's the main villain.
Yeah.
Two, he kills me with that eccentric, you know, he's a Gotti fellow, he's a fellow, give me this, you know, the first time it was cool, the second time, then we see that they're obvious clones that's disposable
yeah,
right. to him.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe he's a crazy good guy. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all a mystery right now.
He's not the guy that the smart guy, Adrian, his name wasn't Adrian, was it?
Because
that was the smart guy that was the bad guy in the first movie, right? Wasn't it?
I don't think his name was Adrian.
Are you sure? I swear it was Adrian.
The Lord is what they call him, I think.
He might. If his name Adrian, that's him. Yeah, I'm just saying. Because he lived, right?
Comanche. Oh, yeah. Marshall Feats, is that his name? Of Comanche? No, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I love seeing Jeremy Irons in this damn thing, man.
Wait a minute. I think he does really
His
well,
name is
too.
Adrian Vedic.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Hurry up. Pull up the movie. What's his name? It's him, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
The
bad guy.
The bad guy from the first one. Yep. But he had powers in the first one, right?
He didn't. He was just smart.
He was. He's just super smart.
Yep.
Right,
yeah. He anticipated everything.
Right.
Adrian and Vedic. It's the same goddamn, it's the bad guy.
Look at you. Look
it's
at
the bad
you.
Guy. And look, all our fans was like, you dumb effers.
You
we knew that. y'all just figured this shit out. Right? So he's still alive. He's an old man, but not that old, but he's back on the scene. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
He cannot be the bad guy.
Mm-mm.
So something, he's going to get involved some kind of way, but you can't trust this damn dude. He's terrible. So I guess he just invented himself a bunch of clones and people that's, the disposable, just so he can, I don't know, live his life out, you know, by himself.
Right.
Check that out. Ain't that something? Anyway, he's still alive. So I wonder how many years this is after the first movie. I mean, after the last movie.
Well, it seems like people are living a lot longer, right? Because the one guy said he was like 105.
The Lewis Gossett.
He did say that. Yeah.
Yeah,
he did say that.
Yeah,
he said
I'm 105.
Well, he would be accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandpop was born in 1919, and so he would literally be 100 years old right now if he was alive, but he ain't here.
Right.
So anyway, Adrian Vedic, he's sitting here just as goofballs. I wonder if that's the guy. I don't know. So I think that's it, man. So far, I'm highly intrigued, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show, man. It's a Sunday show, right?
Yeah, it is Sunday. Yeah, it's Sunday.
You said you agreed, Tiff?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting and intriguing show.
Yeah. HBO looking for their next cash cow. Hey, The Golden Compass comes out tomorrow, Tiff.
No, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, dude, shit, I love that. Shit.
Well, that's with the bear, the polar bears that's and shit. The bear, I kind of like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting story and stuff like that. So
now, I know they got a lot of backlash for this. Well, you know, they had a lot of haters for The Watchmen, you know, but so what? I like it.
What?
I mean, it was talking about, you know, saying that they're ruining the original story with adding, you know, certain, you know, elements of modern day stuff going on, you know, as far as the whole.
Let me say this about The Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a holy grail.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Even though some people might think it is, it's not a holy grail.
Right.
It can be touched. Sorry. It ain't made it there yet.
Right.
I'm just saying shit.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I have no problem with, you know, what they're doing.
I
think it fits.
Some things is a holy cow, you know. You can't touch it, you know, but
I'm still confused about the squids though.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Was that Dr. Manhattan?
It might be. You might be right.
The just alien letting you
squid,
know he there.
Yeah,
right?
The alien squids and shit.
Just, you know, just going to keep you on your toes. Never know what it almost seemed like that stuff was like messing stuff up, right? You know?
Yeah, you had to stop. Yeah, everything had to stop and let that shit happen.
Them squids had teeth, too.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So ugly little, slimy little, Ugh.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it was gross.
Stink. Yeah, I know that shit stink, too. Yeah.
Anyway, man, I think we came to do the damn thing. We got it done. Got a whole bunch in this little thing, man. So next week, man, we're going to check out Terminator. And maybe we'll do a subsection with the Golden Compass or something, you know. Check out the first show, you know. Just throw that in there.
What channel is that?
HBO, dude.
Oh, yeah.
HBO.
Free for everyone who pay TV. So that's it, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself, Miss Tiff O'Brien. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
And Mr.
SMWV Spell smooth. And I'm out.
All right. And until next week, y'all, we will be
on
patrol.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I hit a can and it made a noise and I was really scared. And so I scared myself. And then I was like not realizing it was.
So what is he doing? Sing it.
Sorry.